Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is another Tuesday Teaching Tip. And today we're talking about how to make our lessons shorter. And I hear congregations around the world saying, Amen. I jest a little bit. I've said before on a previous recording that I'm not a fan of saying that a lesson must not be longer than a certain length of time, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour. So much depends on the gifts of the speaker, the context, and many other factors. So I'm not so keen on saying a lesson should be a certain length, but many of us do struggle, and I include myself, with making our lessons the length we want them to be, which is usually shorter than they actually end up being. So how do we deal with that? It's okay for a lesson to be long if it's intended to be long and if the occasion warrants it, because long is in the eye of the beholder or the person listening. In Nehemiah chapter 9, they are there for a long time, reading from the book of the law, verse 3, for a quarter of the day. I don't know if that was straight preaching for a quarter of the day. I guess there might have been some interaction, and of course that's a factor, how much interaction might there be in a lesson. But nonetheless, long lessons can be okay. But what happens when we want to make our lessons shorter? What do we do with this? And I don't claim to be an expert, and anybody who's heard me speak will know and can give testimony to the fact that I've often spoken for longer than was perhaps useful or I was meant to, so I can only apologize for that. But I'm trying to learn how to shorten my lessons. Now, I've looked up a couple of articles. I'll post the links to those beneath these recordings, and you can look those up yourselves if you like. But I've got a few tips, some that I've thought of and some that I've heard about from other people. Because here's what happens, right? What happens is you do your preparation, you do your work, and you come up with your lesson notes, your lesson plan. And here I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sheets of A4. This is my lesson for Sunday. This recording will go out after the lesson has been preached. But here are my notes. Lots of notes. I love my notes. I've got lots of research. I've got illustrations. I've got ideas. I've got applications. But the truth is, this isn't word for word, but it's already 5 pages. I want to get my lesson under half an hour, preferably more like 25 minutes. I feel like that would be appropriate for this occasion. How can I cut this down to get it to be around 25 minutes or thereabouts? Well, some ideas. We need to use what I would call the scissors of the spirit and God's guillotine. God's guillotine and the scissors of the spirit. How do we do that? Well, we need to make sure that we think through what we're going to be talking about. As this article says, 5 ways to shorten a speech. First of all, you've got to be able to sum up your speech. 1 sentence. What's it really all about? So I've done that with mine, and mine is this at the moment. It might change between now and Sunday. The sentence is, and this is based on Luke 12, by the way, verses 22 to 34, about not worrying about what you will eat and drink. My summary is, don't worry about stuff. God's got your back, therefore be generous. That's my working conclusion or summary sentence of this. Don't worry about stuff because God's got your back. Therefore, be generous, give stuff away, and you will have lasting treasure. So that's that for me. What about your lesson you're going to be teaching the next one? What is the summary, summary of what you're going to say? Another point we might want to think about in terms of making sure we get it a little shorter is to think about the what, the why, and the how, as this author writes. What is your main idea or proposal? What product, this is a secular setting, are you talking about? Can you name it, describe it, and explain it? What is the issue? Secondly, why? Why does this matter? Why does this matter to the audience you're talking to? Why should they care? Is a good question. Thirdly, how? How is this going to work? How can your audience use what you're telling them? How is it better than what they're already doing, than the alternatives? How can they use the information you're giving them? So what, why, and how? I've done that for my lesson. The what is don't worry about stuff. Don't worry about stuff. That's the what. The why is because God's got your back. You can relax. It's okay. God's going to take care of your needs. And then the how is consider. At least, firstly, consider the ravens, consider the flowers of the valley, the field, consider and then give stuff away and you'll be happier. Treasure is yours. So have you done that for your next lesson? The what, the why, and the how. That might make it a little shorter. I found those thoughts very helpful from this article. And then writing out your conclusion as a one-sentence conclusion, one-sentence idea. If you can conclude with one sentence, think about it in advance. That may also help shorten what you're going to say, what comes before that, because you already know where you're going to land, where you're going to end. That's one of the articles. The other one is on cutting speeches down to size, rather like this, but longer one. I'll again post the link. What happens when we go too long? It irritates the audience, this author says. They look at their watches. Have you ever had that? You're speaking and someone's doing this. Maybe they're doing it surreptitiously. They don't want to embarrass you. Or maybe they don't care and they're right up here. Or maybe they're looking at their portable digital smartphone device and checking the time. Or maybe it's Facebook and emails. So it irritates people. Also, you lose trust if you go too long because people begin to wonder, have they done their research? Do they really know what they're talking about? They're just going on and on and on. Very important that we keep to time for those reasons. So there's a lot more here. I'll leave it at that because I want to make sure this recording is not too long. But have a look at those articles. Tell me what you think. And what do you do to shorten your lessons? You've already got them. They're prepared. And now you realize this looks a bit more like 40, a bit more than the 45 minutes or the 30 minutes that I have as my slot. What can I do to shorten it? How will you use God's guillotine and the scissors of the spirit? Let me know. Give us all some ideas. You can email me, mccx@mac.com, or you can leave a message anywhere you see or hear this recording. Until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. God bless.